And I wanted to describe these few people to you, which were especially important, I think.
Yes.
And they sometimes came and provided him. They knew that he was always looking for texts to compose. Mm-hmm. So I think it was this Roland, the Mecenas, who gave him the Africa Sings, you know. And they brought him the Morgenstern, the Stern poetry, mm-hmm. or later on the Ringelnatz, you know. They introduced him. Yeah, I forgot to mention Liesl Salzer, who was a painter.
Oh, you know? Yes.
And a very gifted one. She's still, she's now living in Seattle and getting many prizes and very respected in her field. And she was very musical, and it was at her house that we usually met and where Eric played the latest thing that he composed. Sometimes it was a movement of a greater work, like the Mass, was entirely premiered at Liesl's house.
Mm-hmm.
And we all sang Hildespiel, and we called it the Gesangsverein Keuchhusten, because none of us, you know, which means the singing academy, Whoopingkopf,
mm-hmm.
which, because none of us had really a voice, but it had to do, and we sang the different parts, and this way the thing was premiered at the house.
As time goes on, we'll be talking more about Zeisel's melody, and it's amazing to me that Hildespiel could remember Zeisel's song melodies at least 40 years after she'd heard them.
Oh, yeah. That was a part of our life at that time. He was the uncrowned king of that circle. I mean, everybody knew that he was, so to say, 3 feet higher than everybody else. So these were very gifted people.
Yes.
You know? But he was a unique person, and one knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another thing that I have been speculating about is the name Zeisel. Zeisel in Austria means a little singing bird. And the many places even are called like Zeiselmauer and have that name in them.
Mm-hmm.
It's known. But the family came from Czechoslovakia, and I was sometimes wondering whether the name really had that connotation in the beginning, and if it didn't come rather from the Hebrew word Zeiser, which means actor.
Mm-hmm.
And since the father was so good, almost like a circus, you know, so athletic and could do circus tricks, I was wondering if not there was in the past a background of circus people, because that was a thing that existed at that time, these wandering wagons of people who could sing and act and perform circus tricks, you know, and apparently made their living this way. And it is interesting to me that the name Toch, which is quite a frequent name, comes from toki, the Spanish word which means to play.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, like the guitar, you would say guitar, you know, like guitar. And I heard, for instance, that the Schönbergs, Schönberg was related to the mother of the Marx brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there is such a background there of all around the musician, actor, and performer that maybe then culminates in people like that.
Yeah.
This is, of course, pure speculation.
Mm-hmm.
But it might be true.
It could be. Well, today I thought we could begin with the year 1922, a significant year in Zeisel's life as a composer, because this was the year in which his first compositions appeared in print. Certainly he'd written compositions before. We know that several had been destroyed by the family. But this is the year in which we see his first published compositions, a set of three songs published by the edition Strache. We've talked about this before, but perhaps it's worth reiterating that song is the basic ingredient of Zeisel's art, and it might not hurt to summarize the reasons for this early and effective cultivation of song.